This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Cohen. The immigration bill now before Congress is getting blasted by critics on the left and on the right. Attacks from both sides, that doesn't sound like a good thing, but there may be another way to look at this. Remember Goldilocks, who learned somewhere between too hot and too cold lives just right? NPR's Mike Pesca reports.
As Yeats would have it, when the falcon cannot hear the falconer, the center cannot hold. Millennial Irish poetry might not directly relate to the immigration bill unless you consider the bill's proponents, a coalition of senators taking a centrist stance who are hearing lots of squawking.
I primarily blame the radio talk show host community.
Roll call editor Mort Kondracki.
Some of it's nativism, some of it's racism, some of it's what you might call Javertism, you know, as in Les Mis. You know, the law above everything, and you roll it all together, and it's pretty ugly.
Kondracki is a fan of the bill and a self-identified centrist who sees the immigration fight as emblematic of the current trend in politics, the will of the people being thwarted by activists at the extremes. Kondracki just detailed where the opposition is coming from on the right, but on the left, labor unions and some prominent immigration groups have criticized the bill also, saying it will break up families and cost too much for those who can't afford it. However loudly left and right both gripe, there are public opinion polls which point to a vast, though somewhat meek, middle. Morris Fiorina is a Stanford University professor of political science and author of Culture War, The Myth of a Polarized America.
Certainly from the standpoint of public opinion, it looks like they could have passed a bill like this a long time ago if the representatives were really representing public opinion as opposed to much more narrow constituencies.
But in America, there are no firebrand centrists. There's no vast centrist fundraising machine, and politicians aren't beholden to red meat centrists. But that doesn't mean there aren't centrists, or indeed that America itself isn't actually more moderate than the current political debate would indicate. So let's say America really isn't that polarized. Let's say politicians are much more extreme than the public they serve. None of that makes this immigration bill a piece of quality legislation, argues Gregory Rodriguez, who's a senior fellow at the New America Foundation. Though the New America Foundation is a centrist think tank, and though Rodriguez is all for compromise, he says the bill's ill-considered guest worker program just won't solve the problem of illegal immigration.
We could talk about centrism as a default, as the least of both worlds. And I think this is what we have here, the muddled product of political horse trading.
I am all for political horse trading.
Morris Fiorina.
I think principle is sort of a dangerous thing in democratic politics, frankly. That may sound cynical, but no, the fact is we have a very large heterogeneous society in which there are genuine conflicts of interest, conflicts of principle, and if everybody used a principle, we're not going to get anything done and we may even fall apart.
The current trend of ascendant edges and the quiet middle could help the bill in one way, Fiorina reasons. By drawing fire from both sides, conservatives could be emboldened to say, I had to vote for it if only to tick off the liberals. Liberals might reason that anything that Rush Limbaugh hates can't be all bad. If the bill slouches towards passage on that kind of unprincipled gutter sniping, it would be just fine with Fiorina. Mike Pesca, NPR News, New York.